It's been a red day on global markets as players focus their minds more closely on the US-China trade war, especially as President Donald Trump continues to eye individual Chinese companies which he views as a risk to national security. And China is also talking tough, referring to US recent actions as those of a bully. The rhetoric is gaining increasing volume with no sign of anyone of them backing down. Markets are therefore frazzled. The British pound is also continuing to be under pressure, with the future of British Prime Minister Theresa May in serious doubt. And the EU also says it's fed up with the back and forth, the extension after extension. The local all-share index declined by 1.74%, standing at 54,271 points, with financials hard hit down 2.53%. The local currency has also taken a hammering, down nearly 0.5% against the greenback. It's currently trading around 14.46 against the US dollar, 16.15 against the euro, and 18.32 against the British pound. Well, to share his observations, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much for joining us, David. That was an unusually long introduction, wasn't it?
No, but you were right on key. You know, one of the big problems is that in the US is that we seem to be, or certainly China and the US seem to be moving further and further apart. Not too long ago, which is, I think, at the end of April when global markets hit highs, or the US hit all-time highs, you know, there was strong optimism that a deal would be done. And everybody was led to believe that both the US and China were very close to signing a deal. All of a sudden, we are poles apart and actually moving further and further apart. So markets under a bit of pressure today. So in the US, we're seeing their major indices down about 1.25%. I would have thought there could be more, but who knows? You know, the day, their trading day still has a couple of more hours to go, but there's been no sign of anybody coming in to rescue that market yet. So we could close down lower, but it of course it reflected on our market together with some other issues which just exacerbated or added to our misery.
So there are a few things that are happening, David. You've got problems with the UK, you know, Theresa May's future and all of that. The downside on the British pound also creating some downside with the euro as well. That's now ensuring that the US dollar is strengthened, putting the emerging market currencies on the back foot. The gold price is up over 1%, but is it able to act as a safe haven asset given the fact that the dollar is firming?
Well, you would have expected gold, if it was a safe haven asset, you would have expected to be a lot higher than it is. So I think it's losing that glitter. You know, at under $1,300 an ounce, we haven't really seen any major move. Strangely, gold shares seem to be the only safe haven here. Up modestly, there was nothing that was knockout today. I think Sabania up a little over 1% in that, but nothing there. So we haven't seen the safe havens. But you mentioned money going into the dollar and into bonds. You know, that of course, the more you buy things, the lower the yields become. And I think the yields down, where's the 2.3? I'm trying to find it, find the latest, the latest reading on bonds. But I mean, U.S. bond yields have come down dramatically. And remember, that's what threw us off course last year, where when the Fed was raising rates, everybody thought that U.S. 10-year bond would go up as high as 4%. And now we're finding it in the kind of 2.3% area.
Yes.
So, it just shows you how things have swung around. But there's nothing, you know, we can't find anything at the moment to give us to give us comfort, to give us hope and put money in. In the news, I don't know whether you were listening to the news, we've downgraded our outlook for growth here as well from 1.3 down to 1. And last month, the 1.3, I think, was also a reduction for as high as 1.8.
Yes.
So in the last 2 months, the outlook for our economy has also come down, which is also a little, off-putting and nervy.
Yeah. You're basically referring to the decision of the Monetary Policy
Reserve Bank.
Bank. Yeah, they came out to basically downwardly revise growth from 1.3 to 1%, which is very worrying indeed. But they did keep rates unchanged. To what extent is our local currency being affected by local factors, or is really all a global story?
I think it's a global story. I think this is the dollar rather than the rand. We haven't reduced rates, even though two members out of five have voted for a rate reduction. Rates remain where they are.
Yes.
But there is a tendency, I think, I don't know how you expressed it, but they believe that the next move would be down and see rates moving, that largely because of reduction of growth and that inflation is generally under control. But one of the big moves that I must mention, which was quite shattering, was that oil, which has been creeping up quite a lot lately on OPEC cutting back on production and also the tensions between the US and Iran and worries that this could blow up in the Middle East. Even against that, oil came back 5% today, a massive, massive reversal. Yeah, on worries, this is global worries. Why traders tend to sell oil down, whether they believe that there won't be demand or the demand will fall, what the issues are, I'm not sure whether traders who are long decide, listen, we don't want to hold it, we would rather have dollars or cash. I'm not sure, but that was also a bit of a shock. And of course, Sasol took a knock because of that as well. Having been hurt 13% yesterday, there's still a follow through on the disappointment, but I think the oil price just added to it to the fall today as well.
How much did Sasol get hit by today?
6%.
Ooh, dear, 20% in 2 days.
It just hurts.
It's painful. David, we're going to leave it there, my love. Thank you very much. And we'll speak to you next week. The weekend is coming. You take care. Thanks very much. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman of Sasfin Securities.